Blog Talk Radio.
Have you ever wondered why it's happening again?
Welcome to Mind Shifters Radio with your co-host, the Forgiveness Doctor, Dr. Michael Rice, and his wife, Jeannie. Michael and Jeannie share with you the wisdom of the ancient Aramaic internal process of forgiveness. They offer tools and support 5 days a week. They will support you in building a solid foundation within yourself to live in pure love. In Aramaic, Rachma. Michael is the author of So Why Is This Happening to Me Again? For more information on Michael and Jeannie, please visit www.whyagain.com. And now your co-host, the Forgiveness Doctor, Dr. Michael and Jeannie Rice.
To the brightness within you and the truth that is rooted within me.
Hi, and welcome to Mind Shifters Radio with the Forgiveness Doctor, Dr. Michael Rice. This is Jeannie Rice, your co-host, and
Michelle Pichet.
And we also have Dr. Kim Hayes with us. And Michelle and I are in the same office, sitting across from each other. This is fun today. And so we welcome you to the show. Today is Tuesday, October 21st, 2014. And our call-in number is 646-200-4169. Press 1, and that puts you in queue. And we would love to hear your comments and your questions, because then that makes this your show. Welcome, Michael.
Thank you, dear heart. I'm not sure whether you're on your headset, that you're sounding a little bit muffled, but your voice is just not quite as clear as it usually is. Say again?
I was on speakerphone, so I'll go ahead and put it back on the headset.
Okay, very good. So we have two co-hosts there in the chat room and the switchboard, so that's awesome. We're in Lansing, Michigan, so we've been getting to play with Michelle and Rex and Mitzi and all kinds of great folks. We've been at Unity and Renaissance Unity here in Lansing. Last night we did our second workshop, Empowered to Heal, and a very, very high-energy group last night, very high-energy workshop. It was just awesome to feel and to see how it all came together. And for anybody that's in the Lansing, Michigan area, we're here all week, so come and join us tonight, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and then Saturday. Pardon me, we're doing Mind Shifters and Still Point Breathing, an all-day workshop. Sunday, actually, we just recently, a couple days ago, added an additional, actually, one event and another possible event here. So on Sunday, we'll be at Unity of Greater Lansing, the other Unity here in Lansing. And we'll be doing their Sunday service. And we'll be doing a service entitled Living, Not Saying the Lord's Prayer. And when you get into what's called the Lord's Prayer in Aramaic, what you find is you don't have a set of words that you're supposed to repeat and repeat and repeat and repeat and get somewhere. In fact, that's the opposite of what Yeshua's instructions were. Don't do that, he says, but people do it. And, you know, don't have much interest in actually believing what the man says. They believe what other people say, interestingly enough. But we're going to get into living that instruction set. What does that instruction set really mean to us in our culture? So that'll be Sunday, Unity of Greater Lansing. And then it's looking, there's a center down on the south side of town. There was a gentleman at the workshop last night who has a center called the I Am Center. And we're talking about Tuesday going down there and doing a Why Is This Happening to Me Again workshop. So anybody that's in the area, there's still lots of events to do here. And then when we complete, we're actually going to get a day or two off. And we'll be heading to Pinckney, Michigan, which is less than an hour from Lansing. And we have this really beautiful colonial building that is a community center in Pinckney at a place called White Lodge. It is the White Lodge, and it's just beautiful, big, huge meeting space and kitchens and bedrooms, and just a really awesome space. So we'll be doing a 9-day codependence to interdependence intensive starting next Friday. Not this coming Friday, but the following Friday, the 31st of October. So anyone who's interested in joining us, we would be delighted to have you share that space with us. Excuse me. We'll be doing several workshops in that 9-day residential intensive. We'll start out actually, of course, and do why is this happening to me again. That's part of every intensive that we do. And then we'll move into healing through relationships. We'll look at what does the healing process look like. We'll be giving people assignments based on the personal code evaluation so that people can pinpoint, you know, where is my deepest work? What exactly do I need to deal with? As opposed to, you know, just going off into la-la land and hopefully I happen to apply my energy somewhere important. What happens with the personal code evaluation is it's a series of questions that shows where the blocks are in the mind and where the most learning opportunities are, and therefore where the most advancement can be made. So we'll start that intensive out with that evaluation. Give the participants feedback. Here's where your work is. Here's where you'll spend your time most effectively during this 9 days. And so here are some assignments specific to your situation. So we'll do that at the beginning point of the intensive, and we'll step into that healing through relationships work, and then we'll do some communication, did you hear what I think I said? And then move into the codependence process in a process format as opposed to the information format that we do it in our workshops or on our DVDs. So, and we'll be doing this awesome fresh and raw food, and we're blessed because Carrie Ellis, who wrote The 21st Century Superhuman and the immune recipe book that we carry on our table, just happens to be here, and she's got the space available, so she's going to come and do the food for us, which is just fabulous. So we're looking forward to that, Carrie, and much appreciation. And, of course, everybody who's in the intensive will get the opportunity to get their hands on the food and learn something about preparing this just awesome fresh and raw food. So many people think, oh, you know, what do you eat, carrots and lettuce? And no, we have portobello mushroom burgers. We do spaghetti and meatballs. We do pesto and spaghetti. I mean, we just do all kinds of awesome, awesome stuff. Stuffed peppers. I mean, it's just amazing the variety of things that we get to do with the food. And so we're looking forward to that process. And so that'll start on the 31st of October, a week from Friday. Friday evening we'll start and then go through a week the following Saturday. So anybody that wants to join us, we'd be delighted to have you come and be part of the intensive and see what the next layer and the next level of your healing process looks like, acquiring some new skills with the tools, a new skill level. And beyond that, we're, of course, delighted for everyone who joins us for everything that they join us for, whether it's the workshop, travel like this, whether it's for the radio show. We appreciate each of you being here, whether it's an intensive in. And what we appreciate most is each mind that embraces these principles and embodies these principles. I was talking to someone this morning who has a friend that's an engineer. And the engineer, well, Michelle, maybe you'd like to share what you shared with me this morning.
Yes.
Are you there, Michelle?
I'm doing it.
Hello.
Hi, Michael. I apologize. I wasn't really we're sharing the phone, and I not sure which part I told you. The part where you look
okay. Well, I was just thinking that perhaps directly coming from you, seeing that we had this conversation this morning, that you had a gentleman who's got a really, you know, intellectual engineering mind, and how you shared one of the lessons from Laws of Living and the space that opened for him, and that he's going to be joining us to work up there.
Well, yeah, I've really loved the lectures. I was going every day last week in Ada in Grand Rapids area, and then you've got the second series, which are different topics, this week in Lansing. And I've taken advantage of that and have invited and encouraged everyone on my caseload to come and participate, and have gotten incredible feedback from people who've attended in terms of their experience, what their learning, kind of building on some of the things that I've taught them individually. And, you know, different people have different schedules. And so I was sharing with Michael that tonight I've got this gentleman who I've known over 4 years, and we've kind of worked on and off with some parenting issues related to his adult son. But more recently, he's kind of focused back on himself and kind of a 30-year chronic depression. And so we're working on kind of the concepts related to identifying your feelings. And he has zero experience with this. He's an engineer and is very proud of his intellectual mind and his problem-solving skills and being able to figure things out. And it's interesting that he's in my space because I share similar challenges. But so I'm helping him to learn the whole process of being able to go into the physical feeling and then being able to draw it up and sort through and label and identify and express the thought that goes with it so that he can understand some emotions. And this has been really a challenge because he doesn't have any brain cells for the language I'm using or even the concepts that I'm trying to teach him. And so earlier this summer, Rex and I were, you know, doing our prison work with the Laws of Living, and it occurred to me that he might enjoy and appreciate and understand kind of the essays from Laws of Living course. And there was one particular essay, it's very intellectual, but it really helps explain sort of the technical science stuff behind projection and being able to identify feelings and such. And so he read it, kind of went through his brain to get to his heart. And just that one essay, he's shared with me that has completely opened up just like a whole new world to him that he was completely unaware of. He's in his 60s in terms of like what's actually going on in his physiology and relates to his thoughts and sort of like his delusions and his hallucinations and his kind of concept of the world, kind of breaking up all the paradigms that he's ever experienced. And so it's like, once sort of that little crack was in the door, each time we've met, it's been able to build on and build on. And he talks about these moments of serenity and being in the zone that he's never experienced his whole adult life, where he isn't always running around trying to prove himself and take on more work and problem solving and just super codependent on office and family and just really recognizing that he's on this treadmill that will never end and, you know, and then you die kind of thing. And he's just blooming. So he'll be there tonight, and hopefully we'll get a chance to introduce you and can talk to him in person. It'll be great.
Awesome. That's always amazing when a new world opens up for somebody and we get to see, you know, things that just are so far outside of the conceptual framework of what we've been trained in our culture to think and believe. So it's pretty amazing to watch how it all moves forward and how the space is open. And is Dr. Tim with us today, Jeannie?
Can you see Dr. Tim there?
Yes.
Yeah, he's here. Hi, Dr. Tim.
Hello, everyone.
Hey there, good sir. How are you?
I'm doing well. It's exciting to hear of all this activity in Michigan and people opening up to their conception of things. I posted a note on my blog, and then, of course, those who are signed up for it get an email blast. So I did a week from last Thursday. I said I'm going to have a new group starting on the 30th, and then I got all kinds of questions. Am I going to cancel my Tuesday group or whatever? And I said, no, that stays where it is. And I thought the note was pretty clear that I'm expanding this in my life. And then I decided our first video of the new group is going to be one people have been clamoring about for a while, and that is the three-hour lecture titled The Condor Flies to the Eagle.
Oh, awesome.
And it's the lecture on the Mayan calendar from Ian Lunghold, and we're going to watch the first hour of that on Thursday. And the reason the reason that comes to mind right now is, as Michelle was just talking about, she was taking somebody who has this very mechanistic, logical, physically oriented mind and exposed him to something a little bit more fluid, a little bit more ethereal, a little bit more emotional, a little bit more expansive, and just watch what happens in Michelle's description. And the first part of the lecture contains one of the key lessons for me, which is that we have been blinded by a lot of the aspects of conditioning of our culture. But one of the key aspects of our culture that's so insidious that blinds us is our calendar. And when the Gregorian calendar made its appearance and then got forced upon so many different cultures, you know, take our calendar or we'll kill you, and all these other calendars and all of these other spiritually oriented and metaphysically oriented cultures and practices were wiped out in favor of this one calendar that tracks only one thing, and that's the physical motion of our planet around our sun. And many, many cultures had calendars and cultures built around spiritual, metaphysical, emotional, energy flows, and they were all just wiped out. And we have been trained from the calendar on up to just focus on the physical. So that's my tie-in for today, that we're gonna open people's eyes up to that again and watch the first hour of that on the 30th, and then answer some questions, and then get busy doing the reality management worksheet process.
That's awesome. I think that would be really cool. I would love to be a fly on the wall to be part of that and experience it. And, you know, that Gregorian calendar, the other thing that it locks most people into is, you know, what bills are due today and what do I have to produce in the commercial culture to survive, where the Mayans, and one of the things I love about Ian's presentation is that he talks about several calendars that they had and how one of their primary calendars was what people would start their day with, would be looking at what is my purpose today? What am I here on the earth to do with my life? And that becomes a way to start the day as opposed to, oh, well, today's the 12th and I've got this bill due by the 17th and I have to get this one and I need to do this. And I need to be, it's just a whole different mindset. And that is such a fabulous video, which anybody who's listening to the show, you can Google The Condor and the Eagle. It's a free video that's on the web, and really worth listening to and spending some time with. I know I've watched it probably 5 times now, and it's pretty cool piece of work.
Yeah, it's the website for that is Mayan Magics, MayanMagix.com. And like you, I have seen it so many times that I've lost count. And one of the things is they talk about 13 aspects, and I think it's 7 divine intentions. And they had a belief in that system that we chose as spirit beings when to incarnate, and that we chose that for a reason. And so within that culture, everyone's first name was the name of the day they were born, because that's the time they chose to come in, and that carried information about what their purpose was, just as you were saying, Michael. And then every day, when they look at the calendar, It reminds them of what their purpose was and what the divine energy for the day is. So it's a wonderful lecture and a wonderful set of things to open ourselves up to, the concept that there's more to this life than just what shows up in our physical realm.
Yeah, and, you know, I wish that Lungold were still in his body. It's a man I'd love to just spend some time with, you know, energetically exchanging ideas and just working together in this process of embodying purpose. Actually, tonight's workshop is purpose, personal power, and commitment. And when you see a culture that, you know, acknowledges right from, you know, as you say, from the calendar up, that we have a purpose other than going and getting a job and making money for the kid. You know, that's what our human lives are about, expressing and experiencing a purpose. And so tonight's workshop, we're going to look at the purpose worksheet, and it's a worksheet that's specifically designed to undo the brain.
Michael, you just dropped out. Michael?
Can't understand you, Jeannie.
You dropped out, Michael.
You couldn't understand
okay.
You.
Am I back?
Yes.
Yes.
So tonight we're going to introduce the purpose worksheet, which is a tool for bypassing the brainwash of the culture. And if anybody would like to access that worksheet that's listening to the show and it's of interest, then you could go to whyagain.org and click the bullseye in the middle of the page and just look down the list till you get to the purpose worksheet. It's pretty much self-explanatory, and then look at doing things on purpose. It creates a whole different world than the one that's, you know, we're here to be a servant of the calendar and the almighty dollar. Different game when one lives in that world. And, of course, the culture has captured so many millions of minds in the pursuit of the almighty dollar and in sacrificing our real purpose for being here. It's a pretty destructive mind energy to look at life in that way. Not that the dollar isn't important, not that having abundance and sustenance isn't important, but it's not primary in life when you realize that you've got a purpose for being here, and you make your choices on purpose, that you really, truly, you know, you sort through things and you throw things away that, you know, they may have a practical benefit, they may have financial benefit, but if they're not in harmony with your purpose, what's the sense of going there? And so it's pretty powerful view when you look from the Mayan perspective at that. It just adds to the whole process. So we invite you to watch the video and look forward to hearing the report, Dr. Kim.
Well, I just wanted to add, because there's been so much about the Mayan calendar and the doomsday prophecies and all of that other stuff, that this particular video isn't any of that. It's not about doom and gloom. It's not warning the sky is falling. It's more about what you're talking about right now, which is correcting the bias that says the primary important thing is the physical world and the physical body. Sure, there is a physical world. It's an energy system. And there is our interacting within it. And there's more. And I found this video quite enlightening, uplifting, expanding. And, you know, one of the key things is that the Mayans had at least three different calendars. And when the scientists, the civilized world scientists, came across the calendar and they found they had a 360-day calendar, they just instantly assumed that this was a primitive culture that didn't even realize that it takes the sun 365 and a quarter days to go around the Earth to go around the sun 365 and a quarter days. The fact of the matter was they did have a calendar before that. It was called the Hob calendar, and it was exactly 365 and a quarter days, and they only used it for taxes because they were an agricultural society, and they had to know when to collect the taxes based on when the crops were coming in. But they had these other calendars that tracked these other 13 intentions and these divine energies, and so it's a very optimistic. For anybody who's looking to do it, to break out of the mold, like the person Michelle was dealing with, to give them a reason to look outside of the logical, physical rat race, this is one lecture you might want to look into.
Very cool. Well, Dr. Chin, we'll look forward to hearing the report on how that that evening goes. And I'm just so delighted that you're expanding into two different support groups. And it's fabulous to watch it happen.
It's my pleasure.
We're actually conversing with folks right now, and it looks like perhaps the second unity here in Lansing is perhaps going to start a support group as well. So it looks like maybe that's getting ready to expand to another level, which is cool. So anything else to share, Tim, before we check on the phone line?
No, I think that's it for me today. I'm anxious if anybody has questions or comments. It's always great when people call in. So let's see if anybody's interested.
Sure. So, Jeannie, Michelle, do we have anything happening in the chat room to be aware of? Any questions there? Any comments that the audience would benefit from? And or is there anybody in the phone queue with a hand up? Of course, our call-in number, if you're on one of those stations that we don't have on our control panel, our call-in number is 646-200-4169.
Yes, we do have a hand up, and it's area code 765. You're on the air.
All here. Can you hear me?
765. Give us a name. Where are you calling from?
This is Sunny calling from Indiana.
Hey there, young lady. How do you be?
I am doing great.
Heard your voice on the show for a while.
No, I've not been on the radio show voice-wise, and I've missed it on several occasions with all the activity. But just so grateful for that experience and opportunity to have brought my daughter to you this last Saturday there in Grand Rapids, or Ada.
It was nice to have her there. How has her response been since the workshop?
She's very quiet, and that's part of where we're at with her, is not communicating or properly communicating her emotions, and it has been a lot of rage and anger. And part of her resistance in sitting there was doodling. But I noted on several occasions, especially when you were giving the presentation about the father, where we end up with, because it was codependence to interdependence, how you arrive at all of the different, like sublingual, if you will, personalities involved in an issue, and then you bring it around to being the concept of father. She would look up at you very intently. And so I could see the little areas where she was paying attention. And there was a lot of resistances down to the blood sugar issue where we needed to go to the car kind of thing. But since we've been home, I don't know if it's healing crises, because some of that irritable, if we would call it disrespectful responses, are coming up again. And she let me peek at the worksheet that we did there, and I was so profoundly impressed by how well she got it. And I'm just kind of asking in the moment to the support for the follow-through, and keeping myself in worksheet check with my responses to some of what is truly inappropriate behavior, you know, and because there's a lot of rage and anger in this child, you know, and just helping her.
Of course, the thing to do there is to look at the smoke and mirrors aspect of it, and perhaps beating back rage and anger is an opportunity for mom to go, do I have any residual rage and anger that I need to deal with? And as you open the space to clean another layer of that up for you, it will probably open the energy window for him, her, to get safe enough to express through it and be able to dissolve it. So that'd be a great gift to give your daughter.
Yes, and that has been, you know, my opportunity to do that. In terms of personal responsibility, it has, in fact, for the listeners, we're referring to a 15-year-old young lady here who's been living with her father and had minimal access to me, but who's recently come to live with me, and we're learning each other and helping her with her process in her adverse relationship with her father, if you will. But she did at one point, when she knew that she was really not nice and was projecting a lot of junk outwardly, we came home, and she had started reading a particular book about learning to love yourself, and which has been a prompting. It's taken 2 years to get her to crack the cover. And she sat in the car for over an hour when we returned from that trip and that time with you, Michael. So to me, she was looking for more beyond your workshop. I guess I wish we had a workshop here that wasn't being conducted by me, because I'm her mom. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes it comes easier. Right.
My kids are in a similar place. It's like, oh, that's dad stuff.
So she is looking for more. So I'm going to hope to get the technology to work and print out some extra worksheets and just kind of put them out there for her. We don't have the new Microsoft update, so it's kind of different for her to even have access here at home. I think just making extra copies of that codependence to interdependence worksheet, and then, knowing how to take it beyond that point with her, I may be able to confer.
Yeah, a powerful place to go can be simply looking at maybe an issue where you've discovered some rage for yourself and sit down with the reality management worksheet and walk through it, because she didn't get to do that workshop. But ask her, gee, honey, you were at the workshop, so you know a little bit about this holding the space and moving the energy. So I just came across something that I find I've got a lot of anger about, and I would love it if you'd hold the space for me, if you'd just be with me and hold the space of love and support me through this. And I just, I'm going to go through it step by step, and I really want some feedback on what I might be blocking, what I might need to look at, as opposed to tell her what she's blocking, what she needs to look at. If she gets the modeling that it's safe for mom to go, I realize maybe I've been blocking some stuff and I need to look at some things. Would you give me that feedback and walk through, with the new worksheet? Gee, here, okay, so I'm going to start out. I put my own name, Sunny, I who am love, am feeling anger, and my anger is a product of my thought. What's my thought in this situation? And that might be a way to open a space for her to be introduced to each of the new concepts in a practical way by supporting you in opening a space. And you might just find, as you touch some of those core issues that you have, coming out of your genius, she's got the same issues. And so as she can see you modeling, working through those things, willingness to look, willingness to receive feedback, when she has something to say to you, actually, keeping that zipper over your lips and receive it with a thank you, and, gee, I hadn't looked at it that way, can be a powerful space to her to to see that, oh, there's a different way of doing it than I learned it in my past. So
right.
That might be a way to approach it.
Well, she's watching me process my own healing crisis through the worksheets that I've been doing. And, of course, I'm trying to be Wonder Woman here, you know. And it's...
So you might want to start canceling your need to be Wonder Woman.
Right. But yes.
Let yourself just be the truth of the person that you are, rather than trying to live up to something unrealistic, which will create all kinds of stresses and strains within yourself, within your body, within your emotions, and within your relationship with her. So that might be a good worksheet to work on. Gee, I've been trying to be Wonder Woman, and I'm realizing that's not working very well for me, and so I'm going to do some work around just being who I am.
Right.
And allow the space for that.
Yeah, and as I say, I'm just really, you know, so grateful to you and Jeannie, and the scheduling. I love that you're so close, but it is, many prayers answered that she is here, and then I'm not able to get away like that. But just getting the materials in my possession, I was about to buy the 5-disc series and just had a little, I paid attention to that still small voice, and I didn't get the discs. And by the time we got to Lansing that night, we had a $100 tire experience. So I was like, okay, well, that was a good thing. But having materials available to where they're just playing in the house, or she can be more attentive, or as she starts to ask questions, and getting myself closer to being able to be, you know, maybe have a support group here and working with these teenagers.
We are doing Mind Shifters and Still Point Breathing on Saturday. So you might look at bringing her on Saturday and see if she's willing to breathe. That might just open a huge space.
Yeah, and that would be a budget fact. And just working on that manifestation and prayer and just the knowingness and being able to demonstrate that to her as well. So, and, it's a lot of my own personal work, and I'm seeing it work for her, you know, working for everyone in my life as I do my work. And but the door's been opened for her, and you, as I told you and Jeannie, you are now very real to her instead of just a voice on the radio show. She doesn't understand why Mom does this stuff. It's so boring.
Right. So, you know, you were talking the other night about your artwork. I have no idea what your artwork looks like, but... you know, it might be something you could be carrying around with you and having at the workshop, and, you know, opening the space. People are attracted to it to buy some of it and use that to assist you in funding what you're doing.
Yes, actually, that is what funded the trip. And that's how we attempt to usually process things, is delivering and so on the Mary Trail. And it's like a working vacation for us. And, so, yeah, there's a lot of things going on with that, because we're right on top of the season with a very specialized form of artwork. So, yeah, and she has become more creative since she's got home and laying hands to her own designs. She's very gifted in that way, too. So there's things opening up and shifting for her. But as soon as her father is in touch with her, it triggers her, and then her blood sugar goes up. And things like that. So I'm just, welcoming
everyone
to prayers. Yeah, definitely welcoming the prayer.
That's usually grief that needs to be processed when blood sugar goes into the skin. So you might invite her to be looking at grief. And, you know, rage is a drug, and maybe the thing she's trying to anesthetize herself against is her grief. And so creating a safe space. Once again, looking at some places where you've had loss and inviting her to support you through a worksheet where you're processing grief might be the place to go. And to open that space. And again, if you want to show up at any of the workshops and bring some of your art, if it looks appropriate, we could maybe open the space to people look at it and see if there's an interest.
Well, God bless you, Michael. Thank you for that invitation. And, yeah, it's, I mean, I'll do some worksheets on hydrophobia.
All right. Well, we'll hold the space and we'll be in touch.
Yeah, there's just generational addictive tendencies is a lot of what you had just mentioned. And so prayer, please. And thank you so much.
All right. Blessings. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bless you.
We're calling number 646-200-4169. We are broadcasting live from Lansing, Michigan. And, of course, Crystal Lake is where Dr. Tim is.
We have Rex with us. Rex, you're on.
And,
are you not hearing me, Michael?
I am. Go ahead.
Okay. Rex is on.
Oh, great.
Hi, Michael.
Let's say hello to Rex.
Been all
yeah, good
sir.
I haven't seen you in, geez, at least a minute and a half.
I was just going to say 7 or 8 minutes anyway. Yeah, wonderful conversation. I'm really enjoying it. And I had I was inspired to share with Sunny, having just shared what she shared. And then you point out, Michael, some wonderful ways for her to emulate what it is that, you know, the process, whether it be at the mind goal management or, you know, the short version of the forgiveness process by saying it out loud when you're working out on issues, you know, identifying a goal or going through the full worksheet process, which are all valuable and very important. It was reminiscent of two things. One, the absolute utmost importance of when our children are going through a process, no matter what it is, that we do our own process, because they're going to be going through a process and it will almost inevitably have something to do with our process. And if we're willing to be transparent with them going through our own process and do it lovingly and with tools that are conscious and intentional, they get it better than almost any other way of teaching them. And I was sharing this with one of my clients who's working with her son. He's a 13-year-old and has just severe depression and anxiety and a lot of really extreme, quote, conditions that he has been labeled with. And just after just a couple of conversations and just showing him a basic thing about, hey, you got something you want, and explaining to him very briefly about canceling that want or that goal, and then explaining to him real easily and simply that it's this and this, this, and that's how it works. And how do you feel? You want to feel better. And it was so simple to do that. And then the second conversation I had with him, we did it again, just 15-minute conversation, and boom, 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 and he just felt better again. And he links to feeling better with talking to me and the process. So then I'm also working with the mother and going and working through it, supporting her work through her process. And as I was on the first visit working with both of them together, what I saw was the son was so intent on helping his mother move through her stuff, and he felt responsible for her pain and her confusion and her issues, as he did with his father. And when we talked the second time, I encouraged, she says, well, what can I do until we see you again next week? What can I do to reinforce that in him? And it was, Michael, it was almost verbatim what you were saying. And that's why I got really excited, because that's what I was going to share. And it's so often you do that. It's pretty cool. And it was like, okay, now just represent when you've got something coming up and just verbalize it. Even if he's in the space, just do it out loud. You know, and pull out a worksheet and start doing the worksheet. And rather than trying to elicit him to come over here and do this with me, I want to show you how to do this, just do it. And then he's watching you really close. He'll see you feel different. He'll see that you're acting different. And that will reinforce his own experience of actually doing the work. And so it was just so poignant. And the main piece for Sonny, it's so easy, Sonny, that we think, and it sounded a little bit, you're doing great, which I really support you, and as you know. But it sounded a little bit like you're still in that mode when Michael made a couple suggestions about you just really focusing on the potential that you may have rage there, and or the piece that there was another piece of Michael you identified. And both times, Sonny, you were kind of quick to respond, And my invitation to you would be that you open up your heart and your mind for the feedback that comes from the community, because we all care deeply about you, and that you pause before you respond, because then you're more likely to receive what's being offered. So my encouragement would be for you to do it visibly with her now, and do it appropriately, so she has a model for appropriate response to those challenges and those issues surfacing in here. So that's really what I wanted to share, and it's been wonderful having Michael here and Jeannie and our whole community coming together, and just a lot of really powerful healing. It's been really exciting. And Tim, in addition, I've really appreciated your sharing on that information and the process of introducing that to your support group. That was it. Thank you.
Cool. Well, Rex, you know, when you were talking about the, I happened to say it verbatim, it was kind of cool last week when we were at the COPTA conference and the Spiritual Unity of Nations conference last week in Grand Rapids. You know, I got this huge compliment where somebody said that I sounded just like Rex, you know, so it's pretty cool.
Oh, that's hilarious. I think it's great when your teacher gets a compliment for sounding like the student. it was a great moment of laughter and fun when you sent that text to me. And it is a compliment, because Michael, I admire you and your skills of orating and oration, or as an orator. And just wonderful, pardon me, a speaker. Yes, I have definitely modeled you, and I will continue to do so. And what's coming from that process is just an opening and an evolution of really moving into my own way of communicating the principles and the truth. And it's been a long time coming. But, yeah, that was a fun moment. So thank you.
Yeah, and one of the things to me that's so important is that each individual and why teacher's training is what it is, and that is that the focus is on doing one's own process work, is that this isn't something that comes from the head. This isn't something that, you know, like the traditional teaching method, Michael has something in his head, he's going to open somebody else's head and pour it in, and then somebody's going to go spit it out. But rather, what Michael's going to do is support each person in doing their own process work and making their own direct connection to source and sourcing it through their field the most powerful way they can express it as individuals from their own connection. And to me, that's the really important part, and it's just exciting to watch how many places it's expanding out and doing that from people who have really truly done their work. And you know, you've been diligent at that for a lot of years, Rex, and I acknowledge you for that. And it's nice to watch your work expanding in those directions, and the same with Dr. Tim. It's just fabulous. And that, you know, each of us, as we make our deeper connection to that power within and without, and we allow ourselves to be taught from the creation rather than from the head, and then present in our own unique ways, it's awesome. It's just awesome to watch.
Well,
and
thank
I look forward
you, and
to
I,
your first Why Is This Happening to Me Again video, Rex, when you get it done and get it out there.
Well, I may not pick my first video to be, you know, let me say it differently. I'm more than likely going to pick my first video to be one of the workshops that I've actually created and that I do. And I think I would be more, at least that's my initial, you know, response to that. I know I'm moving in that direction and getting closer all the time and feeling more comfortable with all the material and how it's becoming an active part of my whole reality structure, that I can just talk about any aspect of it and feel really comfortable with it, and actually speak in front of a group and do that very same thing. And I'm also, I have developed a workshop or two that I have on my own that has all the material and basis of the different types of workshops that you teach. So I've been more inclined to probably do one on the inner child. That's something that I've been doing and working for a long time. I felt inspired to write a book, and I still have that inspiration in me and have that come out in a way that is, you know, a really powerful introduction to the abandonment piece and the time when we let go of our awareness, and then a lot of the things that I've learned through my own process and working with people. So, I, as always, Michael, I love your nudging, and I love your support, and keep happening, keep doing it, and I'll just keep, you know, staying strong and clear, and when that nudging is right on for me, I say yes and run for it, and when it's not, I very lovingly, politely say, no, that's not for me right now, but I'm going to put it up on the shelf and see when it is ready for me, and I'll, when I'm ready for it or the process is ready, then I take it down and do it. But thank you, brother. Thank you, everyone.
Yeah, and my nudge wasn't that you would make your first video. Why is this happening to me again? I was just saying that I look forward to the time when you do your first video of why is this happening to me again, whatever that is, whatever order that's in. No nudging in terms of order or whatever comes first or when, but I'd love to see that, your rendition of it when it's time to do it, if it ever becomes time to do it. And, you know, as you expand your sphere of influence in the world, it'll certainly be one of the things that supports you. And I support every teacher in creating their own products around the work, their own audio CDs or their own videos to put it out there. And it becomes a way for your work to travel before you and open doors, as well as a way to financially support yourself, because when people buy the product, you you get to gather a little more support from, you know, the conversations Jim and I had this summer was you know, the vision at Heartland. We happened to quite purposely pick a piece of property that is equidistant from five major cities. You know, we're 5 hours from St. Louis, we're 5 hours from Memphis, we're 5 hours from Little Rock, Arkansas, we're 5 hours from Tulsa, Oklahoma, and 5 hours from Kansas City. That was quite purposely done, and the ultimate vision is that there will be teachers who, you know, will show up and or train, and as they start to move out from Heartland, that they'll, you know, do work in local areas and then take their work a little further afield and further out into that circle where there are several tens of millions of people. And, you know, rather than having to go out and create their own centers, that the center's there to support them and be part of the process. So each person who chooses to teach, we're simply here to support that that happening, and each one having their own unique vibration will create their own unique body of work around the work. So, cool.
Well, and thank you, Michael. You are very clear on your support, and it's very much from a place of love, and that's how I receive it. So thank you so much for everything, brother.
Awesome. All right, well, let's check in with the ladies and see if there's anything happening in the chat room or anybody with a hand up that we should be hearing from.
Hey, we're just general chatting in the chat room, and let me scroll back up again. Nope, nobody has their hand up right now, and we're down to, let's see, Dr. Tim has dropped off. He must have had a meeting to go to. We've got 6 minutes left, so if somebody presses one, we have time to take one more question, I would think.
I think we would, yes. And seeing as how that's, there's nobody with a hand up at this moment, I'll just, and Rex, if you're still on, Rex, what do you have scheduled? I know that you're looking at planning a Laws of Living class in Lansing, perhaps for the new year. And so, and also in talking with Suzanne Darnell, in Wilmington area, that she's planning on doing the same thing. And so we'll be holding the space for all of that to come together and expanding it out. But perhaps you could just let folks know, and I would assume that we maybe have some extra Lansing area listeners with the workshops we're doing. What have you got scheduled?
Well, thank you, Michael. I appreciate the opportunity to share that. November 9th, I will be doing a talk at the Unity of Grand Rapids and a workshop as well, and that is going to be on the 9th. And the workshop, I believe, I had scheduled 3 workshops, so I'd have to check my other calendar. And the workshop, I believe, is the workshop on the inner child. And I changed the languaging a little bit so that it wouldn't – I just decided to change the languaging, and the name of the workshop is Experiencing Pure Joy. Oh, I'm on the spot now. I just changed the name of it, adjusted the name of it a minute. I don't know if you've ever done that. I mean, I've done a workshop the same way for about 7 years, Michael, and I just changed that just recently, and I changed the languaging for it. But it's going to be a great workshop. It'll have the basis of the inner child work that I've done that Michael teaches, and it incorporates a lot of the different idea systems as far as, you know, healing through forgiveness and the incorporation of the breath. And then I do a number of different specific techniques that are designed to support people in really connecting at their level of vitality to connect with as much and as deeply as they can to that moment in time when they we all have given away our awareness. We have disconnected our awareness to the source, to the creator. And as Michael says, it has been and it is the source of all upset in every area of life, and more than likely I would agree as well that it is with everyone. And it takes on all sorts of different venues and experiences, and it affects how we perceive everything in our world from that moment. And it's just amazing. So that's the workshop I'm doing then. And we also have Dale Allen Hoffman coming to Lansing, and he will be here November 20th.
That's solidified?
It is solidified. He'll be at the Unity of Greater Lansing on Thursday the 20th, and he'll be doing a two-and-a-half-hour workshop, and it'll be on spiritual awakening. And he's just giving me the flyer and the information on that more specifically. We just solidified the date and the time and so forth. And then going back about 6 days, I'll be doing a talk and a workshop at the Spiritual Unity Renaissance. And my talk, I believe, is going to be on experiencing love, being love, or excuse me, knowing love, experiencing love, being love. And then the workshop that I'm going to be teaching is experiencing pure joy by embracing your child. So I'm going to be doing an inner child workshop in Grand Rapids and then also on the 16th in Lansing. So that's what I've got scheduled right now, and Dale coming in on Thursday. I appreciate you asking.
Cool. Well, let's make sure we get some flyers printed for Dale so we can be handing them out to people and make sure that's a hot happening event, and flyers for the workshops that you're doing, and for people who want to keep track of your schedule, they'll go to stillpointbrandoflife.com, right?
Actually, my website is down. It's under construction. So that isn't available, but I would love to have them, you know, drop me an email, and I will definitely put them on my constant contact list where I only send out information for you, Michael, or my personal work. And so it's very, very private. I don't share my list with anyone, but please, if you would, just drop me an email. It's at rex@stillpointbreathoflife.com. And then you can actually be kept abreast of what we're all doing in this area. In addition, obviously I would put Dale on that additional list too, but it's a short list, I should say. So it's Dale, Michael, and me right now.
Well,
yes, by all means, that would be the way to do it.
If you haven't sent that information to Jeannie yet, you should probably do that, and then we'll make sure that it goes on our site as well so people can tap in everywhere possible to keep posted on, including Dale's schedule there. So it's awesome.
Thanks,
to watch how it's expanding, how it's moving around the globe, and, you know, we're getting, I think, closer and closer to that critical mass place of every mind, heart, and being on the planet having the reality, because critical mass is getting ready to happen, and that's going to create, you know, what the mind's called the end of the world, which, of course, has nothing to do with the end of the planet or mass destruction. What it has to do is mass destruction of the mind of hostility and fear, and arriving in a new place where we truly function as human beings, as this awesome active presence of love. And that's what we're here to support on the planet. And come and join us in Lansing, this Renaissance Unity. We'd be delighted to have you join us through the rest of the week, and of course the intensive the 31st of the month. So have a blessed day, and the best year yet of your eternal life is the nicest gift you can give the world, and bring it straight to the moon. Blessings. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to Mind Shifters Radio with the Forgiveness Doctor, Dr. Michael Rice, and his wife, Jeannie, who present the internal Aramaic process of forgiveness. Michael and Jeannie are here every Monday through Friday on Earth Angels Radio. For more on Michael and Jeannie, please visit www.whyagain.com. That's www.whyagain.com.